This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصحبي أجمعين وبعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night. There's much barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام ابن ماجة والإمام الطبراني بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, collection of both Imam Ibn Majah and Tabarani, has an authentic chain of narration narrated to us by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As. And the theme is the usage of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام word of خيركم or خياركم or خير الناس, the best of you amongst the best of you or the best people. And he used that term a number of times عليه الصلاة والسلام in his tradition. I'm going to narrate to you maybe 7 to 8 hadith and then I'll summarize them for you probably early next week. And in this hadith, this is actually quite a famous one. Maybe not in general realms, but in knowledge-seeking realms, it's used a lot because he gives a really interesting descriptions alayhi salatu wasalam of what he thinks is the best of people. And I'm going to share it with you. I think I've narrated this hadith once before, many months ago, but I love it and I'm happy to kind of narrate it again. So what he said alayhi salatu wasalam was the fun. قَالَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ ذو القلب المخموم واللسان الصادق. Said, but the best of people are the ones who have a qalb that is makhmoom, a heart that is makhmoom, and a lisan al-sadiq, which is a truthful or an honest tongue. You're probably asking a question. فالصحابه قالوا قالوا فما القلب المخموم. What is a makhmoom heart? And the word al-makhmoom comes from the root of kham. And that's when it's been cleansed so many times, or liquid has been circulated in something so many times that there's really nothing left in it. I mean, there's no obstacles left. It's been there's so much friction has happened that there's no edges left. Right, if you have like a surface and there's like ups and downs, and makhmoom, there's so many times that this has been, there's been movement on it that there's really no edges left. It's nice and shiny and smooth, and that's what kind of what the idea of the word is. So he used that term alayhi salatu wasalam, which is not a known term to the Arab. Al-qalb al-makhmoom is not, al-makhmoom is not actually a term that the Arab ever used. So they asked him, what do you mean? فَقَالَ هُوَ الْقَلْبُ التَّقِيُّ النَّقِيُّ الَّذِي لَا إِثْمَ فِيهِ وَلَا بَغْيَ وَلَا حَسَدٍ. He said, the qalb that is pure and pious, and there is no sin or hatred or oppression or envy in it. It's a heart that just doesn't have any of these bad things in it. It's not a heart that's envious. It's not a heart that hopes or wishes or longs for sin. It's not a heart that finds joy in oppressing others. It's a heart that is pure, that is filled with piety and fearfulness of its Lord. That's what he's talking about, alayhi salatu wasalam. But that's a heart that... Because he used the word makhmoom, you have to understand that this, it didn't arrive that way. It wasn't delivered that way. No, a lot of work went into purifying it and smoothing its surface. It didn't come smooth. It's makhmoom. So it had to be smoothened over time so that it doesn't have all of these sharp edges that make it difficult for khayr to go through it. So he's pointing out, alayhi salam, the best of people are those who actually take interest into the status of their own hearts, and they purify those hearts from any sense of impurity or from any lack of piety or any sinfulness or hatred or oppression or arrogance or the willingness to fall in, or to deviate. It doesn't exist, or envy, it doesn't exist in it. The best of people are those who have made sure that their hearts have arrived at a position or a point or where they're pure, where they're makhmoom, and that their tongues are truthful, and they speak only the truth. قَالُوا فَمَنْ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِ. طب, who's next in line? Because that's, as if they're saying that's impossible. It's not impossible, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's hard. What's next? قَالَ الَّذِي يَشْنَأُ الدُّنْيَا وَيُحِبُّ الْآخِرَةِ. The person who looks away from dunya and focuses and loves akhirah. I mean, they're just always trying to see what is it they can do to increase their amount of reward on the Day of Judgment, and they're not taken or distracted by dunya. فَقَالُوا مَنْ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِ. This is, again, يعني, give us something that's... قَالُوا فَقَالَ مُؤْمِنٌ فِي حُسْنِ خُلُقٍ. A believer who has a little bit of a good character. has khuluq hasan, just good character. Treats people well. Honest, trustworthy, kind, easygoing, loving. Just someone who has good character. You deal with them, you walk away feeling that was a good man. Good man. I can trust that person, doesn't rip us off, doesn't mistreat, doesn't talk me behind my back, does not come to me with two faces. Is someone I can deal with. Has husn khuluq. Because the Sahaba, as you felt that those first two were a little bit challenging. And they are. They're supposed to be. The things that I bring with you in these ahadith over these nights are supposed to be a little bit hard. Because he didn't say, this is the generic Muslim. He said, this is the best of the best. This is the yani, creme de la creme. Like, this is the cream of the crop. This is the best. You want to be amongst those? Listen to what he has to say, alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a little bit of work there done. But those who have ambition and aspire to greatness, you know, listen to him, alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't know why it is that we have no ambition when it comes to, you know, to khayr and to akhirah. And everyone I've spoken to throughout my life, I've spoken to everyone I speak to about in dunya, they want the 5-star home and the nice car and the vacation, the yearly vacations in the Bahamas. And akhirah, I just want to be pushed into Jannah. I just want to just maybe rolled in. Of course we want to, but why this dexterity? It's a problem with mentality and attitude of where the ambition lies. In dunya, your ambition should be that. Just get by. He took a ahd upon the Sahaba alayhi salatu wasalam. He would shake their hands. Mithlu zadir rakib. Take with you only the provision of a traveler. Take from dunya just what you need to get to the finish line. Just what you need. Don't take anything more. He would shake their hands on that. And then their focus, their ambition was to make it far on the day of judgment, and not just take care of themselves, but take care of their loved ones. Take care of as many people from their family as possible, even those who are far away. That's why they had to be told, you can't, Ibrahim, your father, no, Rasulullah, your uncle. He was given certain things that the person who was mushrik, who was fighting you, you have to step back. Because their ambition was, I'm going to take care of everybody. Ibrahim walked away from his father saying, don't worry, I take care of you. سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. I'll take care of you. I'll do enough for the both of us. Subhanallah. عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَجْمَعِينَ. It's a beautiful thing. Saying, I love you enough that I'll do enough for the both of us. I'll take care of you, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And some of them, they had to be told, you have to roll back a little bit because you can't overstep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's line. He may say, this is too much, and he'll say no. But everyone else, that was their ambition. They had aspirations. So when you hear the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ say, خَيْرُكُمْ وَخِيَارُكُمْ وَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ, listen to it. Listen to it, do it, hold on, aspire to that. Go for that. Go, why not? Why not, Yahi? What else are you doing? What else is worth living for? Believe, tell me, what's more valuable than trying to be what the Prophet ﷺ thought was the best of us? And imagine if you did. You don't think the Prophet ﷺ, Yawm al-Qiyamah, is looking for the best of you. You don't think Yawm al-Qiyamah on his health is looking to see where the best of us are. You don't think he'll call out the best of us first. Of course he will. But he defined the best of us, so we have to go by his definition, not by mine, or yours, or anyone else for that matter. It's his definition. And that's why I think these ahadith are beneficial and beautiful. I'll narrate it one more time. يروي الإمام الطبراني والإمام ابن ماجه بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم خير الناس ذو القلب المخموم واللسان الصادق قالوا ما القلب المخموم قال والقلب التقي النقي الذي لا إثم فيه ولا بغي ولا حسد قالوا فمن على أثره قال الذي يشنأ الدنيا ويحب الآخرة قالوا فمن على أثره قال مؤمن في حسن خلق صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وإليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على